Okay, I'm going to call the meeting to order. This is the Genoa Township Board of Zoning Appeals for June 23rd, 2020, 7 o'clock. We're meeting at the Genoa Township Hall. And we have one case on the agenda tonight. It's BZA case 2020-05. And I'm going to call the roll. Mr. Phillips.
Here.
Miss Yu.
Here.
Mr. Boone.
Here.
Our new alternate, Paul Hansen.
Here.
And Ms. Driscoll is also here. And Ms. Tiffany Lipscomb-Jackson is not in attendance. Okay, we will, it is 7:02, and we will open the public hearing. And I'll read the legal notice into the record, and then I will swear everyone in that wishes to speak on this matter. Charlie Smith requesting approval of a variance from section 2002.03 of the Genoa Township Zoning Resolution to allow for a fence to exceed 30 inches in height between the street right-of-way line and the building setback line at 7418 Parasito Drive, Galena, Ohio, 43021, lot 7868 in the Vinmar Village subdivision, currently zoned Planned Residential Development, PRD, and as I said before, this is BZA case 2020-05. The legal notice for this hearing was printed and published on June 10th, 2020 in the Delaware Gazette and posted at the Genoa Township Hall on June 8th, 2020. An attempt to mail notice of this hearing to property owners contiguous to and across the street from the subject property was made. And we'll accept exhibits A through C into evidence. And those that wish to testify, please raise your right hand and I'll swear you in. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Great.
I do.
Thank you, sir. Okay, and I assume that's Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Okay. All right, we'll begin with the staff report, and then we'll come to you after the staff report. So, Susan, if you'd like to go ahead and start.
Thanks, Mark. So, like it said in the legal notice, the address of this property is 7410 Paradiso Drive. It's located in Vinmar Village, Section 3. It's lot 7868, and the lot is approximately a half acre lot, and it's a corner lot, which has, per the zoning resolution, has two fronts and two side setbacks. The according to the Delaware County, this is obviously is located in a planned residential district, Vinmar Village, and according to the auditor's website, the applicant purchased the property in July of 2019. It's a brand new home. They're the would be the first owners. That zoning permit 2019-020 was issued for construction of that home in February 25th of 2019. No other permits have been issued for the property at this time. The applicant is requesting to build a fence to eventually surround a swimming pole. The code section 2002-03 states that between the building setback line and the road right-of-way line, a fence can only be 30 inches tall. They're wanting to put the 48-inch fence 10 feet across the building line, so it would be 20 feet from their property line on Talavera Court instead of at the 30-foot building setback line. I did want to point out that the Genoa Township Zoning Commission is currently working on code revisions. They actually initiated a set of amendments on Monday, June 8th. And at their next meeting, those will be presented in the, for the public to make comment to. And as part of that proposed amendment, the code would change if it passes to allow for a fence higher than the 30 inches up to 20 feet, which is pretty much where he's asking to put the fence, but the fence could only be 36 inches. So to have a 48 inch high fence at that would still not be compliant to the code, but if he moved it slightly into the property, then he could have the fence at the 48 inch height. But we don't know how long process is going to take to get through, and we don't know if that portion of the proposed amendment will stay in the final version or not. The application was sent to police, fire, and maintenance. We did not receive any comments or concerns back. And there was also notification signs placed on the property. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for staff? Anyone?
I have a question.
Go ahead, Dan.
So, Susan, is this fence it's going around the property, but is it also to alleviate a fence for the swimming pool?
They're required to have a 48-inch fence for a swimming pool.
It states in our code six foot under 1709.
I think you're looking at for commercial property.
Pools?
Yeah, it's 48 inches.
Okay.
I didn't bring my
Do they have an HOA?
Yes.
Have they approved it?
I do not know the answer to that question.
Okay.
Possibly that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had that question
that
as well.
That was something I was going to ask about, too.
Well, you can ask.
So the question then is, this fence is to be part of the property, but it's also pushed out to be around the swimming pool.
Yeah.
Well, they want the fence so that they can have a swimming pool, and they want to be able to have a greater amount. I mean, the applicant.
I was going to say, maybe we should have the applicant presentation, and then maybe we can do a deeper dive into exactly what the requirements are.
So the code section for swimming pool is 1709.05.
Correct. Or 1709.01.
That's for, like, if you had a public pool, like at Highland Lakes or something
that.
The private swimming pools is 1709.05. And it's has to be a 48-inch.
How many inches? How many inches on the private pool?
48.
Okay.
And I suspect that insurance requires it to be 48 as well. I suspect his insurance requires it at least 48 as well.
That I would not know.
Yeah.
And Delaware County.
Yeah, it would be.
Delaware County doesn't. They have gone and accepted an international pool spa code or something, and which our code is proposed again to change to match theirs. And you can have if you have the automatic pool cover, then you would not have to have your yard fenced in. But if you don't have the automatic pool cover, then you would still be required to have the 48 inch tall fence with a latching gate.
Okay.
Can I make a comment?
Well, Mr. Smith, you're going to be able to make more than one in just a second here. We're going to get to you in just one second here, unless anybody has. Hold on.
Susan, I just have one quick question. There's currently a 30-foot setback line, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And they want to go how close to the street, 10 feet off of that or 20 feet off of that?
I think that would be 20 feet off of their property line on Talavera Court, which would be here. So this is their build line, and this is where they're proposing to put the fence. So it's 10 foot closer to the property line, which is here.
Okay, so it's a third of the distance.
Correct.
Okay, let's hear from the applicant, and then, like I said, then I think maybe, because I've got a few questions as well, but maybe let's hear from the applicant. He might answer some of them, all of them. Mr. Smith, if you'd like to go ahead and present your application.
Okay, so a couple of the things that we were told, we are putting an automatic pool cover on the pool. That is our intent. And like you said, we were told that if we do that, we did not need the fence essentially, or that was in the process or whatever. What the fence does is if we're at 19 feet off our house, which is what we're allowed currently, it would cut off the corner of the pool if we kept our pool essentially behind our house.
Mr. Smith?
If we shift our...
Mr. Smith, could I ask, what size pool are you, what are the dimensions is approximately the pool?
Roughly what we're thinking right now is 18 by 36.
Okay.
All right. So the 36 would be the length of our house.
Sure.
Essentially, we go parallel with Paradiso.
Yep.
And so the extra 11 feet on the where you see the 40, that 11 feet is essentially allowing us so that if you got right outside the pool, you walk right out of the fence.
Right.
The main issue of the fence is if we're not going into that utility easement, is that the angle basically lessens that angle. To me, I think it essentially matches more of the cosmetics and the flow of the neighborhood. Because of our corner lot, we're not only a corner lot, but we also have a court right behind us. So that sidewalk pretty much wraps our whole backyard, essentially, but I'm calling backyard, but it's also a front yard, I guess, is what I'm being told now. We're not told at the beginning. So that's essentially what that extra 10 feet is doing, is allowing us to keep our pool still behind our house. Type of thing. The fence is a black metal fence that fits with the rest of the neighborhood as far as with the HOA, as far as being needed as a fence. So yeah.
So the HOA is aware of what you want to do, and have they made any comment? Have they approved it? What is their position, or is there one?
Okay, so what I was told when this whole started, I called Delaware County to ask them, and I was told to go through you guys first before I went to the HOA.
Okay.
The guy that is doing our pool, and I don't know if it matters, that will actually do the fence, the pool, all our hardscape, is Outdoor FX. He is in the process of basically drawing his drawing, but we were told by Delaware County not to even mess with anything until we got approval by you.
Okay.
And when I submitted the application, I saw the bottom of your application, it said, hey, get prior approval. We have not had contact with our HOA. Everything as far as the pool goes, it matches another pool in our neighborhood. The fence matches all the other fences in our neighborhood. So I don't think there's an issue. We're not asking for anything different than those type of things. But we have not got approval through the HOA just because I haven't submitted paperwork because of what I'm told through Delaware County.
Okay. How far away from what's the distance from the back of the house to where the pool is going to end up going?
So essentially, if it is the drawing that we drew, you have to have 6 feet. We are trying to put it 10 feet just so that there's a walkway between the house and what the actual pool is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we have the little, and I guess you can see it, we have your plan for your site plan. Do we have an actual plan for where the pool is going to be, a drawing where it's going to end up?
We do not only get once again, I was told to get the variance on the fence before we move ahead, and
Okay. Okay. So I just so I'm clear, and so the members of the board are clear. You're talking about the little bay that I assume probably is a dining area off your kitchen, 10 feet from there, and that's where you're going to put the pool.
So if I look at a little spot that juts out from our pool from the back that says 14 on it.
Right.
Be 10 feet from that.
From that. Okay. And that's...
If you look to the right, like, you see that jet out to the right of it, where our patio door goes out to the backyard.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's where you would come out, essentially, to go on. And that's... There will be a patio there that fits with the neighborhood and stuff like that. That's
sure.
That's where you might actually get to the pool, essentially.
Sure. And you're going to put it 10 feet from that little... forgive me, I know it's not the right terminology, but you're from that little bayed area, you're going to put it 10 feet from there.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. So the full building will still be inside the 30-feet build line. It's just the fence. Mm-hmm. That's why we didn't add any of that other stuff in there, because that was full. You get that before we get into stuff.
Sure. No, I understand. Okay, like I said, I'm just trying to zero in. I'm trying to understand exactly what you're doing, especially since we don't have a plan in front of us to look at exactly where it's going to go. I'm trying to I'm just trying to clarify, that's all.
No, that's fine.
Okay. And then the pool is 18 wide and then 36 long. And it's basically going to run the length of the rear of the house, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And then the width from and then to the back of the property is, do you have any idea how far? Let's see. Maybe I can.
So it looks like to me it's 55 feet.
55. Okay.
No, from the bay window.
From the butt belt to his rear property line.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's 50. Okay, it's 55 from the little bump out, and then from the remainder of the house. That bump out is what, 4, you said, I think?
It says it's 12 by 14.
Yeah, it doesn't look like 12, but it's not 4. It's probably like 6 would be my guess.
Well, it's supposed to be 12 by 14.
Okay.
Well,
yeah, it does say 12 by 14, but looking at it on the aerial, I don't think that's 12, but that's another discussion for another day. Okay. All right. I think that, like I said, I was just trying to nail down the location in relation to the house. And then you're going to put the fence. You want to go out 10 feet off that sidewalk then?
It'll be 20 feet from the sidewalk.
20.
It'll be an additional, we'll be 10 feet closer.
Okay. So you want to go 20 off the sidewalk, and then you're going to go basically just around the perimeter of the pool.
Correct.
Gotcha. Okay.
But it'll be the perimeter of our yard, so we won't...
That's what I meant. Yeah, I meant the yard, not the... I'm looking at the... I'm drawing this out on one of the overhead shots, and I said pool, and I meant yard, so I apologize. Okay. Anybody else?
Wait, is it 20 feet off from the sidewalk or from the property line?
The property 20
feet
line.
From the sidewalk.
From the property line.
From the bell line.
And the sidewalk's a little farther from there.
He's going 10
correct.
Foot in. 10 foot in.
Our measurement was 20 feet from the sidewalk.
Yeah, 20 feet from the sidewalk and 20 feet from the property line are two different measurements.
That's right.
Right.
So where my build line is 30 feet, is that from the sidewalk or is that from, where would that build line straight?
So the sidewalk is in the road right of way.
Mm-hmm.
So you would need to know where your property line was to determine where that 30 foot build line is off of that. But it's not measured from the sidewalk because the sidewalk is within the road right of way. And there's usually a little bit of green space on the other side of the sidewalk towards the house.
Wouldn't that be the easement line?
Okay, so I guess that's my misunderstanding. Samuel is telling me, the 20 feet we have on it is from the edge of the sidewalk.
Okay.
Is that closer than the build line, or is that further away?
Further away.
At the build line.
So, Mr.
That's
Smith.
That's close.
Mr. Smith, if you're, like, I'm looking at the drawing that you submitted with your application, and it's showing the fence 20 feet to your property line.
Correct.
So then if you look farther towards Talavera Court, you can see where the 4-foot sidewalk is.
Okay.
And it's not, it doesn't run right along your property line. There's.
Okay, so my drawing's wrong. That 20 feet is 20 feet from the sidewalk, is where I'm measuring from. Yeah, from what you just pointed, that should be 20 feet. So from my line ended on the property line, is 20 feet from the sidewalk.
Is that going to, Susan, can you tell, will that impact the utility easement or no? I can't.
Yeah, where's the easement?
It's up.
See, it looks like it, the fence is not
back,
inside that utility easement.
Can you go back to the drawing?
Yep. Maybe. Where'd it go?
Which one are we looking at for the
utility?
Hang on.
Well, I'm just going to put it up.
There.
Okay. Because up here, if the box would go away. There we go. Right up in here on mine, it says, there you go. It says, and then down.
There we go.
Utility easement.
I see it.
Sure.
So, according to what I'm looking at here.
Right, so he has a 10-foot utility easement. Here's the sidewalk.
Right.
Here's the property line.
Yeah, but that 20
where's
foot,
the easement?
That 20 foot's got to be pushed.
That, right, that's the issue.
Right, he's saying this is an incorrect measurement.
It is. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be 20 feet to here instead of 20 feet to there.
Yeah,
right.
Is it the sidewalk or the curb?
This is a sidewalk.
He said sidewalk.
Right. He said sidewalk. Well, it's 30 feet back from the edge, right?
I'm not understanding your question.
Where's the start point at? Is it the sidewalk or is it the curb?
It's the solid black line.
His building line is here.
The 30 feet starts at the solid black line there. Yes.
Is this here or is it out here close to the road?
That's the road.
Right.
What are you asking is what?
The sidewalk's not on the road, but there's grass in there, right?
This is the sidewalk.
Yeah.
This is grass.
Right.
This
so,
is his property line.
So is it from here?
Where's
or
the
is it over here where the curb is where the easement starts?
I think he's saying here to this edge of the sidewalk.
No, it would have been the front. Yeah, where you're pointing right now is the sidewalk. I mean, the
hand
is.
Yeah.
The easement's there.
So the black line is the.
That's the property line.
Side of the easement is this.
Yeah, that's the easement.
So
right.
The easement's
right
there.
Yeah, so he's really close to the easement.
I was going to say, and that's one of the things I'm a little, but I'm not an engineer, but I'm a little concerned about the proximity, especially along here to the utility easement.
And to the easement.
Right.
But see, Joe, I was asking where the setback starts at.
Setback starts from this black solid line.
Oh, it starts right there. Okay.
Oh, I thought it started from the right of way.
That's what I thought. That's
it's between his property line. Okay.
The right of way and the front property line are the same thing.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So
sorry, Joe Schaefer for the record.
Yep. Okay. Got it? Okay. Got it. Okay. Any questions?
So his 20 feet is actually going to be less than 20 feet.
Right.
Seven,
it's really going to be about,
is.
Looks like maybe 12.
I don't know what that distance is.
Right.
Probably 10 foot.
I'm thinking 12, but you could
I mean,
be.
They're saying this
we
is
could all
50 foot, so.
Yeah.
Is this to scale?
Hmm?
That I carry my scale around?
Should be.
Yeah.
That should be the scale, but that, it depends where you measured it from the sidewalk, too, because
right.
That sidewalk's not straight with the
right.
Easement.
There's a minimum of 5 or 6 feet.
Because of the angle.
Right.
You want the closest point.
Probably.
Yeah, once the closest point, I measured the 20 feet from.
Oh, I see. Like, so basically up in here.
Where the 3 is.
Yeah, like right in here is where it gets the closest. So it's going to be 20, and then it's going to be vary out to here, it looks like.
The variance at the closest point is going to be closer to 20-foot variance.
Correct.
Than the 10-foot variance.
From the easement? From the property line?
From the
I think it's going to be closer. Because if he's figuring from the sidewalk here 20 feet, and then you've got the actual property lines here,
but
he's going to be
he's
closer.
He's approaching from the 30-foot building setback line, which is in the left,
here?
Towards his house, right there, up right there. That's the 30-foot building setback line.
Yeah,
that's where he shouldn't be building.
Right. It's also a utility easement right there, too. But that
is in the utility easement.
I mean, people put fences in through utility easements all the time.
Mine
just get them marked. So.
Mark is talking about that.
Right.
Yeah.
There. Okay.
So he's already into it, and he's going further into it.
That's right. He's already into it.
Oh, right. Yes. Right. Okay.
You guys are saying the same thing.
We are. We're just opposite, which is so me. Okay, anybody else? Questions? No? Everybody got it?
I have a question.
Go ahead, Dave.
Mr. Smith, so
yes.
If you move the pool as stated in here, would it obviate the situation and push it completely inside of all the setbacks?
So if we push the pool, essentially it puts it, if it's purely from Paradiso Drive, you would see essentially the whole pool from Paradiso Drive. That's where the thing is. In theory, I guess it would, but it's taking out trees, it's moving lines, and doing that type of stuff to it. Personally, I know this is a subjective thing, it changes the look.
But if you put that pool in perspective to, let's say, the front of the house, where would it lie in relationship to the driveway in the front of the house? Would it line up right with the driveway?
So essentially, I guess the easiest way to say it is if I'm looking at that bump out where the right side of the bump out going out 10 feet is where the pool would start, running up the back side of the house, you're basically moving it 14 feet over. So from the driveway, you would basically see half the pool.
Yeah, where that driveway kind of tees out, it's going to essentially be fairly close to the edge of that, it would seem like.
Right.
Okay.
And we're actually we'd be closer, I guess, to the one nearer to the left.
Right. Yes, correct.
I guess that's the lot number.
Okay. Okay.
Mr. Smith, would the pool as you're proposing it be fully visible from Talavera Court? Looks like
yes.
Yeah, I think that's it. So it's kind of a question. Do you want to have it visible from Talavera or Presidio?
From both.
Or both.
Or both.
Okay.
Right. I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm.
And I guess my one comment, and I think this was said earlier, the electronic top we're putting on it, I think according to Delaware, we don't need a fence. The fence has a lot to do more with our dog, but it also has a lot to do with the cosmetics of, you know, having 48-inch fence for 3/4 of it and then dropping it down to a 30-inch fence and then dropping it back up to a 48-inch fence.
One question would be for your insurance company. They might not accept the electronic or the electric top versus having a fence also.
My understanding from what the pool guy told me, because of the electronic top, I'm not going to say void the fence, but it's essentially looked at it the same because I got to type in a password to open up the fence. It's almost more secure, but it's one of those type of things. We have a lot of kids in our neighborhood, so we want to do both of them type thing. But it doesn't, from what the pool guy told me, it's not frowned upon by going to the electronic top, because it's actually more secure than the fence, because the way I look at it is my 6-year-old son jumps over fences any time.
Sure.
One, 30 inches or 48 inches.
One quick question. Do you have a backup generator when the power goes out?
Do we have a backup generator? If we know that is one thing that they have to talk about with the pool because of the power.
Okay. Good.
Good.
Mark? Okay. Teresa?
I'm good.
Didn't mean to ignore you there. Okay. Okay, and Dorothy is somewhere. Then what we will do, is there anyone online that wishes to speak on this matter that's been sworn in? Any members of the public?
I'm not sworn in, but I'd like to speak.
Okay, and your name and address, please?
It's Bruce Field, and I'm at 7370 Calaveras Court. I'm kind of right behind Mr. Smith across the court. And
Hang on, Mr. Field. Let me swear you in, and then you can say whatever you want. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So have you got?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead and make your comment.
All I would say is being a neighbor right across the back of where the pool is going to go in the fence, I think it would be excellent as far as appearance the way he has proposed it, and it'll also keep my dog out of the pool and indoors, so I'm all for it.
Well, I'm sure that's important to him, too. Mr. Smith, not the dog. Okay. Thank you for your comment, by the way. Anything else? I didn't mean to cut you off.
It will also keep me out of the school, I guess, so that's good, too.
There you go. Okay. Thank you for your comment. Anyone else, any other members of the public that wish to speak? Okay. Hearing none, then we'll move on. And just so you know, Mr. Smith, because I know you don't do this every day of the week, what happens next is that we go in the board, goes into discussion on the application. We may or may not have questions for you or staff, and we'll direct them to you. Otherwise, it's not a discussion opportunity. Rather, it's an opportunity for the board to discuss the application. Then we'll go into some analysis. We'll have one of the members will do an analysis similar to what you filled out when you did your application with Duncan versus Middlefield, and then at that point someone will make a motion and we'll vote on the application. So just to give you some insight into what we're doing. So,
okay, Mark.
Yes.
We were doing some measuring.
Yes.
From the drawing that Mr. Smith had submitted as part of his application.
And that's the one that's on the board.
It's part of the application.
Right. The one that's on the board. Okay. Thank you.
It appears that if you measure from the edge of the sidewalk, it would be he would be 15 feet.
Okay.
That's it. So his property line instead of 20 feet.
So it's 15 rather than
right.
20.
So
okay.
So
if that's what he wants to propose, then his request would need to be, he would need to ask.
He'd have to revise the request.
Well, he could just ask you to
right.
amend that request to
okay.
15 feet.
Is that what you wish to do, Mr. Smith?
Actually, I would, the 20 feet, and I was right with your numbers, I was right with you when you said 15.
So
20 feet would still be doable for us to still be able to do what we said we were doing. I measured across, but so the 20
Okay, that basically, just to clarify, it's going to be essentially from what your application says is 20, it's really going to be 25. Follow
correct.
Me? Okay,
correct.
And you're comfortable with that?
Yeah, so it's 5 feet closer.
Okay, no, well, yes, it's 5 feet closer into the property.
Correct.
Okay, and you're comfortable with that?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
So the request for the variance is what? 15 or 25?
It's 20. That's not 20. The variance. The variance is the height of the fence.
Okay.
We just wanted to make sure it was inside of the, we wanted to clarify where the fence was going to end up.
So the fence would be 15 feet, setback 15 feet from the right-of-way line.
Right, from right. here.
But he just said that he was okay if it was 20 feet.
Right.
I think there might have been some confusion in what was communicated there.
Yeah.
Because this scales out to approximately 5 feet, the distance between the sidewalk and his property line.
Right.
So if he measured from the sidewalk that 20 feet, you take out the 5 feet, and 20 minus 5 obviously is 15.
Oh, okay. I again said it backwards. Apparently I... So it's essentially, it's going to be 15 feet off of the property line.
The fence would be, yes.
Yes, that's what I mean.
Yes.
Okay.
Which is still outside, it looks like, the utility easement by about 5 feet.
Yeah, if the utility is 10, then it should be just fine. Okay. All right, so he's within the boundaries. There's no issues there. So now it's just a matter of the fence height. Correct? Okay. Board discussion. Thank you, by the way, Susan and Joe, for that.
Can the pool be built inside the building section?
See, here's the thing that I... Here's what I see, maybe, and then we can discuss. Is that, yeah, it can. First of all, that it's going to have a cover anyway. I'm not a big fan of cover. I'm probably the only one in here that's owned a pool. I'm not a big fan of pool covers because they're only good if they work and they close. And if they don't close, they don't work. Normally, what I see in my everyday when I do see a pool, there's a fence and a cover. I rarely see just one, very, very rarely. Because winter comes around, you really want a cover, regardless of whether there's a fence or not.
And if the cover, just to clarify, if the cover fails, you really want a fence.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Absolutely. And I've seen pools in my occupation that have been neglected for two or three seasons that haven't been opened up.
Yeah.
And you really want that cover. And so the fact that he wants to do both, I think is actually probably the way, if I were to do it here, I would do it. Because I don't think it makes sense not to have it covered, and I don't think it makes sense to do one and not the other. So I also think that while 30 inches is the standard, 36 may or may not end up being the new standard. And especially it's a see-through fence. We have one in our neighborhood that is, it's got the grape stake. It's pretty solid. I don't care for it. I think aesthetically, I think the wrought iron open fence, which is generally what I see, is, I think that's
more
appropriate or attractive
for the
whole, for the neighborhood. And I don't think that there'd be an issue with the HOA.
He has to take it to the
yes,
HOA.
He does. So, I don't know. Mark, is that?
I guess I'm still a little confused. And Susan, the way the pool's proposed, will it be built closer to the street than the 30-foot building setback line? And can it be? Is that an issue?
No. He cannot put the pool within that 30-foot build line. The pool has to be at least 30 feet from his property line on Talavera Court. It has to be at least 10 feet from the other two property lines, and then at least 30 feet off of here.
It's
got to
be 30 feet from, this has all got to be fit in here within 30 feet, correct?
And I think he's wanting to put it here.
Okay.
That's a setback line, not
and it's only
interfering with the setback.
Yeah, the pool would be in a compliant location.
In comparative
size. He's just asking for the fence.
In comparative size, most of what I see is 20 by 40, so he's a little smaller inside of that. And so it's not like, I mean, that house is, I don't know, it probably says on the scheme it's probably 40 or 50 feet long anyway. So aesthetic, and I get it. Frankly, from a privacy standpoint, I think you want it behind the house as opposed to half of it in front of the driveway. Just my 2 cents worth. Anybody else? Any other comments? Okay. Well, I think we're at that point where somebody should go through Duncan versus Middlefield, I guess. Dave Boone. Thank you, sir.
Okay, Mr. Smith, we do a discussion here of Duncan versus Middlefield. You saw it on your application. We go back through it. The board reviewed Duncan versus Middlefield in regards to the variance requested from section 2002.03 to allow a fence to exceed the maximum 30 inches in height between the road right-of-way and the building line as follows. The property in question would yield a reasonable return and there can be a beneficial use of the property without the variance. And for the reasoning behind that would be that the property is able to be used for something else other than building a swimming pool. The variance is, did we determine it was substantial?
I think we did.
Yeah, 60%.
Yes, it is. It's 60, it is, yeah.
It is substantial. The essential character of the neighborhood would not be substantially altered, and the adjoining properties would not suffer a substantial detriment as a result of the variance.
And I think, Dave, you can demonstrate that by you had a the adjoining landowner call in and actually advocate for the variance.
Yes. So the why would be the next door neighbor clarified that the aesthetics of the property and the backyard would look nice based on the type of fence and the pool being
right. And for me, that's always, since I've been on this board, that's always been a big issue for me, how it fits in, how it relates to the
did we ever discuss what type of fence?
Yes. In his application, it is, he's got a picture of it, and it's an open style wrought iron looking fence. And I will tell you, I see a lot of those, but I also see the solid vinyl fences, which I
don't like.
I don't think his HOA would ever approve that anyway.
D, the variance would not adversely affect the delivery of government services, and one of the reasonings being that we're going to stay off the behind the utility
easement.
E, the property owner, I want to say, did purchase the property with the knowledge of the zoning restriction just based on the deed.
I think you have to impugn
it. I think it's written.
Yeah.
Even though you did not see it or read it.
Right.
I believe that it's there.
It's there.
I've always been of the opinion that if it's in the code and you want to do something like this, it's incumbent on you to investigate, which, you know, a lot of buyers, as we all know, when they buy new properties, they investigate with the sales office, and the sales office tells them whatever they tell them, and then it kind of, because we've had several cases like that here over the years, where they're told one thing by the sales office, and it turns out not to be correct. So, yes.
F, the property owner's predicament, I want to say, can be feasibly obviated through a method other than the variance. And I want to say that just for the fact that we know knowledge-wise, that the pool can be moved in this sense to be fully within the confines of what is stated.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Now, whether practically, for practical purpose, it makes sense or not, but yeah, it could.
I'm basing that on a statement. Just
sure.
G, the spirit and intent behind the zoning requirement would be observed and substantial justice would be done by granting the variance. Want me to make a motion?
If you're there.
Dave Boone moves incorporating exhibits A through C into evidence to approve a variance from section 2002.03 of the Genoa Township Zoning Resolution for BZA 2020-05, application received May 29, 2020 to allow for a fence located between the road right-of-way and the building setback line to be 18 inches taller. This is 48 inches.
Right.
18 inches taller than the maximum 30 inches allowed on property known as Lot 7868 in Vinmar Village, Section 3, 7418, Paradiso Drive, Galena, Ohio, 43021, zoned as Planned Residential Development, PRD.
Okay. You want to incorporate your discussion into your Duncan versus Middlefield discussion into your motion?
I can. The motion is based on the following findings of fact. One of the findings would be to set the fence in question would stay off of the utility right away. Second finding of fact would be that the fence in question would be aesthetically viable for the neighborhood and provides more aesthetics than a standard wooden fence would for the type. It achieves the purpose of protecting both the neighborhood and environment from access to the pool at the time of the pool usage, especially if an electric cover is going to be utilized also. So the 18 inches would be beneficial for the higher fence than the 30 inches that was described within the zoning resolution. Anything else?
I think, did you mention that it doesn't alter it? It conforms with the current neighborhood.
Yeah, the aesthetics and the fence.
Right,
yes.
The essential character of the neighborhood.
Yes.
And then also, I believe that approval of the variance really does uphold the spirit and intent of the zoning requirement.
And
so.
It still has to have approval of the HOA.
Okay.
And would be adding to what Dorothy was saying, the approval of the HOA.
I don't think we can condition it for that.
No.
We never have in the past. He's on his own with the HOA.
Correct. We know if the HOA doesn't approve it, he
right.
shouldn't be able to build it.
Yep.
Right.
I did want to interject, if you don't mind,
yes,
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, go ahead, Joe.
Mr. Boone, do you wish to condition maybe that motion upon the fact that the fence will be located no closer than 15 feet from the front property line?
I think that's an excellent idea, and the homeowner has already agreed to it, so...
For the purposes of enforcement, it'll be difficult for us to
right.
authorize a permit if we don't know the exact location of the fence.
Yes, I think that's appropriate.
So finding a fact, would that go into finding a fact?
You could just add it on with, as a condition.
This motion would be conditioned to having the fence 15 or more feet away from the existing property line.
Okay. Thank you, Joe, by the way. Second?
Motion.
Mark Phillips, seconds. Okay. Discussion? Anyone? Then I will call the vote. Mr. Boone?
Yes.
Ms. Driscoll?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Ms. Yu?
Yes.
And chair votes yes. Motion is carried. And the hearing is closed at 7:52. Thank you, Mr. Smith, for your participation and your application. And enjoy your pool. I'll come by when it's finished. No, not really.
Can I ask a question real quick?
Sure.
Just because I've never done this before, so we got. Now, do I get something in the mail and write that says that, or how do I get that to my pool guy and then try to say, hey, this is what was said?
You will eventually get something in the mail, but since this is. We're part of the process. We already know what was approved. So when he submits for his zoning permit for the pool and the fence, it will already be part of our record.
Okay.
But once the board has approved minutes, then you'll get a letter in the mail that states the motion and the results that the variance was approved.
Okay. And so then my next question is, who would be calling tomorrow? If I'm looking at the drawing, if I'm measuring off the sidewalk, to me it's basically 21 feet off the sidewalk. Does that look about right?
I mean, you'll need to know where your property line is so that it's at least 15 feet from your property line.
Okay, so it's 15 feet from the property line as well as out there.
That's your minimum. I mean, if it's greater, you're okay, but you have to be at least 15 feet. Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Smith. And tell the neighbor's dog that you're sorry.
So.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
Okay. The only other thing that we have on the agenda is we're going to welcome Mr. Paul Hansen, our newest alternate.
We have minutes.
We don't have minutes this month.
Welcome, Paul.
Thank you.
And he says he's not an attorney, a car racer, or what's the other thing that I said? Attorney, bike. Car racer,
bike rider,
or biker. Yeah. So it's a rough crowd. That's all.
Sorry.
That's all I can tell you. It's a rough crowd. How long have you lived in the township?
Just a year, last April.
Oh, so. Really? Where do you live?
Highland Lakes.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. Good enough. Then at this point, I will entertain a motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
So carried. We are adjourned at 7:53.